Moses, leader of the Israelites on their trek from Egypt to the Promised Land, had a rod or staff that God used to accomplish miracles, such as the parting of the waters of the Red Sea, or at God's command, striking a rock and water poured out for the people to drink. Those were not the only times God used Moses' rod to perform miracles. While the Israelites were at Rephidim, the army of Amalek attacked them. Moses instructed his assistant Joshua to organize an army. He told Joshua that during the battle, he would take Aaron and Hur and stand at the top of the hill, holding the rod of God high in his hand. The plan was carried out. And as long as Moses held up the rod in his hand, the Israelites prevailed. When Moses' arms became tired, Aaron and Hur stood on either side of Moses and held up his hands. As a result, the Israelites defeated the army of Amalek. Many interpreters of Scripture believe that the reason the Israelites prevailed when Moses' hands were raised is because this was the position of prayer. Those fighting in the valley could see Moses praying for victory, and they were encouraged to continue the fight. Aaron and Hur were a tremendous blessing to Moses and to the army. They enabled him to obey God in a way that displayed God's power. What about your spiritual leader, your pastor or Bible study teacher? Have you ever given thought to what you could do to help him or her accomplish what God has called them to do? A note of encouragement? Take your pastor to dinner, or perhaps better yet, give him a gift to take his wife out to dinner. How about a commitment to pray for him on a regular basis? Do it. You can make an awesome difference.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.